At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Rob Longo.
Hi, friends, and welcome to today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast, the official podcast of your Charlotte Hornets, brought to you by Senta. Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates are the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of your Hornets. Rob Longo with you today, following what is yet again a Silver Linings edition of the HHC. Charlotte falls in the Valley of the Sun last night against Phoenix, 128-97. Second night of a back-to-back, a lot of players added to the injury report. Of course, once again, no LaMelo Ball, no Cody Martin, Kelly Oubre still out after that hand surgery, and then Gordon Hayward cropped up late on the injury report last night, and he did not play. So Hornets, again, shorthanded, so were the Phoenix Suns, but the Suns able to get the job done as Charlotte falls to 13-36 on the season. We'll recap this one, provide you with our silver lining performances. We're going to talk about the recent play of Jalen McDaniels in the most recent article that he is featured in on Hornets.com with the author of that article and the lead writer of Hornets.com. It's the one and only Sam Perley. And Sam, as promised, I said we would do it again today after yesterday's recap edition and preview edition of the HHC. And after today, I promise we will get you a break sooner or later. I know you're always chomping at the bit to discuss Hornets hoops, but thank you once again for hopping on today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast with me.
Not a problem, as always. Thank you for having me.
So let's go ahead and get into a recap of this one. Not much to recap from last night, honestly, as the Suns just came out guns blazing, specifically Cameron Johnson. He was 4-4 from beyond the arc to start the game. Not even 6 minutes into the contest, he had a 16-point first quarter, as he was 6-6 from the field, 4-4 beyond the arc. Charlotte trailed this one by 21 after 12 minutes of play, 36-15. Hornets just shot 26% in the first quarter, 1-4 from beyond the arc. The shooting woes kind of carried over from Monday's game in Utah, and the Suns shot 60%, 6-10 from beyond the arc, as well as the Hornets trailed by as many as 30 in the first half, but then were able to really cut the deficit. Got it down to 11 going into the locker room at halftime, 58-47. The Hornets closed the second frame on a 27-11 run in the final 6 minutes and 49 seconds. Hornets did a much better job scoring the basketball there in the second quarter. They shot almost 57% from the field, 3-7 beyond the arc, as Phoenix shot just 33%, 5-10 from 3 though still. And then we go to the third quarter where the Suns really started to pile it on a little bit. They put up 40 points in the third frame as this one slipped away. Charlotte had to call a timeout early on in the third quarter to stop a 16-5 run, and Chris Paul exploded for 10 points in the third quarter as well. Cameron Johnson just continued his scoring streak also, and the Hornets trailed it by 21 going into the fourth quarter, and then from there things got a lot worse as Charlotte falls 128-97. Head coach Steve Clifford called a timeout with about 5 minutes and 49 seconds left to empty out the bench, as this one was basically over as Charlotte trailed it 109-85 at this point. It's the first time that the Hornets have been held under the century mark since December 3rd against Milwaukee at home. That was a 105-96 loss. Snaps a 25-game streak that the Hornets reached triple digits and just wasn't meant to be last night. Second night of a back-to-back, a lot of travel involved there. You go from the peaks of Salt Lake City down to the valleys of Phoenix, Arizona, so just not the easiest back-to-back to begin with. A lot of players on the injury report as well, hampered by some really good three-point shooting from Phoenix. The Suns are one of the top teams shooting from beyond the arc in the entire association, and it showed last night, and the Hornets fall 128-97. Sam, I think this one just got over pretty early. Hornets weren't looking very good there in the first quarter. Just cannot find the bottom of the hoop. The Suns, give credit where credit's due. They played some pretty good defense. They were physical. They out-rebounded the Hornets. And from there, I know you can't really win a game in the NBA in the first quarter, but the Hornets definitely put themselves behind the eight ball, and it showed there going into the locker room and even into the third quarter as well.
Yeah, and I think the first quarter obviously kind of set the tone a little bit. Felt like the offense was, you know, playing with a new starting lineup, you know, on the second night of a back-to-back, like you mentioned. The offense just early on felt a little clogged. I mean, when they got the ball in the paint, felt like Phoenix's defense was collapsing on it and using their length and height to block a lot of shots. They just couldn't really get the spacing going. It led to a lot of live ball rebounds, turnovers going the other way. And I do think there was an element to Phoenix was just, that was kind of like a, I mean, they had some wide open looks, but they were also kind of they just were on fire. I mean, they just hit everything, and it just kind of got away from the Hornets a little bit. It got up to 30, and then they started using a little zone defense, and things just flipped. But that's hard to do with how good they were shooting. You can kind of shoot your way out of the zone defense once you kind of, you know, collect yourself a little bit. And I think they may have got it even down to 8 at the start of the third quarter, and then it's so hard to come back from 30 points down, especially over the course of 2.5 quarters, to kind of keep that momentum. And Phoenix is a really good team. Even if they're missing those guys, they still have a championship caliber core at its heart, and big performance from Cam Johnson really set the tone. And yeah, this was a tough one to end the road trip on. A lot of similarities to 2 nights ago in Utah, but the 3-point shooting was just, it's just too big a discrepancy. When you get out 3-point shot 22-6, I mean, that's almost 50 points difference. It's going to be really hard to win. I think a lot of that circles back to just who the Hornets did not have on the court last night.
After the game, head coach Steve Clifford talked about how thin that margin of error is with all the injuries, which continues to be a theme for the Hornets this season.
Look, you know, I think there's things that we can build on. I thought our effort was good tonight, especially, you know, we got down and especially when we're not shooting the ball. You know, we need those guys back. I mean, to have a chance to beat a team like this. You know, we have, I think, you know, listen, when we have everybody, we have very little room for error. And then we're playing without those three guys, it's difficult.
Because of all the injuries last night, this was the starting five for the Hornets. Terry Rozier, Bryce McGowan's on that two-way deal. The rookie gets his first career start. Jalen McDaniels, PJ Washington, Mason Plumlee, because of no Gordon Hayward, no Cody Martin, no Kelly Oubre, and no LaMelo Ball. So a little bit of a wrinkle there in that lineup, Sam. I definitely did not expect Bryce McGowan's to get the start. Maybe it was something trying to keep the rotation similar with Dennis Smith Jr. with that second unit, having him come off the bench. But again, Bryce McGowan's, he's been playing well. He's been playing extremely well in Greensboro. Steve Clifford likes what he's seen from the rookie. So it was kind of maybe a matter of time with the injuries that there was an opportunity for Bryce McGowan's to get the start. He got it last night. He didn't look out of place, which I thought was the biggest thing. He just kind of kept the ship afloat, more or less. He was a positive in the plus minus at halftime. He finishes the game, I think, about -6, which was the lowest out of any starter out there on the floor for the Hornets, or at least tied with it with Mason Plumlee. So Bryce definitely didn't look out of place. He plays 21 minutes, shooting not the greatest, 2 of 8 from the field. He left a couple of shots at the rim a little short, 4 rebounds, 3 assists as well. But again, just did not look out of place, kind of that placeholder there that the Hornets really needed. And again, we'll get into our silver linings here in a few moments, but Steve Clifford said that if you're on this team and you earn playing time, you're going to get an opportunity to play. We saw it at the beginning of the season with Nick Richards getting the lion's share of the minutes in the second unit at the backup center position. Then we saw Mark Williams swing in there, and now we're starting to see a little bit more of Nick Richards. But again, everybody on this team, if you work hard, you're going to get an opportunity to play. And last night was that opportunity for Bryce McGowan's.
Yeah, and I thought he looked really good. And, you know, he's had games. I think if you go back to the game last week on Martin Luther King Junior Day against the Celtics, where I don't think he scored, but I remember Steve Clifford was really, really complimentary of how he played after that game. You know, he said, just take away. He didn't score. He didn't light up the box score or anything, but he just played so, so well. And, you know, a lot of it for, you know, kind of, you know, these younger guys, that, you know, don't necessarily have had a wealth of experience playing tons of NBA minutes. You want to go out there and just you look and see and want to feel that they feel like they belong, that the game moves slow, that they're processing things. You know, it's not realistic to go out there and expect them to score 25 or 30 points. He's just not going to get the shot volume to do that. You want him to go out there, you know, play within the game, be aggressive, but not, you know, try and do too much. And I thought Bryce did that last night. You know, I think defensively it was a little bit of a challenge at first with how hot Cam Johnson started. And I think that kind of was maybe could be something that maybe takes you back a little bit for someone in his position. But he seemed to settle in nicely. You can see that aggression kind of slowly starting to develop a little bit more and more. He's driving to the basket. I think he had a couple shots like right off the rim roll off. So did a good job of kind of finding that line between being patient, not trying to do too much, but also trying to take advantage of opportunities as they come. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if this, you know, obviously injuries will play a big part in it, but I thought it was good for him to kind of get his feet wet in that starting lineup, and it gives the, you know, Hornets coaching staff something to look at if they decide to go down this route again.
Once again, Hornets fall last night 128-97 in Phoenix, as the Hornets have now dropped two in a row. And again, tough back-to-back going out to Utah, going across the country from Atlanta nonetheless, and then having to play in Phoenix on the second night of a back-to-back. Extremely tall task, and the Hornets still at the end of the day, they finish a four-game road trip at 500. It's now the longest such road trip that was left on the Hornets' schedule, so they got that out of the way. And again, even though the Hornets come back home for their next two games, and then they have to hit the road for the next couple, it still is a little bit of a break here, as Charlotte is going to have a very back-loaded home schedule post All-Star break. And of course, that next game coming up tomorrow against the Chicago Bulls, 7:30 tip. Get your tickets at Hornets.com. Coming up next on today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast, we're going to talk about our silver lining performances right after this on the HHC.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Our guys played hard. I mean, they were disappointed last night. They were disappointed again tonight. They have a good attitude about it, and it's part of playing in this league, and the older guys understand that. So this next one will be the toughest one. I mean, we're going to get home early tomorrow morning. You know, usually on these trips, you know, you get 2 days before they make you play. On this one, again, we're playing with 1 day's rest. So the tough one will be Thursday. Then we'll get 2 days off.
That's Steve Clifford after last night's 128-97 loss for the Hornets in Phoenix. Rob Longo and Sam Perley, the lead writer of Hornets.com, with you on today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Sam, time now for our silver lining performances, our silver lining nominees, more or less. As a guest of honor, I will always defer to you. Who is your silver lining performance from last night's game?
My silver lining is going to go to Jalen McDaniels. You know, had a little bit of a shaky start, as did most of the rest of the team in that first quarter with how hot Phoenix started, but kind of found his footing a little bit in that second quarter, and then for the rest of the game, finished with 15 points last night, 10 rebounds, which was a game high, 2 assists and 2 steals. Second double-double of the season, 5th of his career. really active on both ends once they kind of got into the flow of the game, causing deflections, things like that. I mean, the team has generally played well when Jalen plays well, obviously last night kind of being a little bit of an exception, but overall, I thought he had good production, and yeah, that's my silver lining, Jalen McDaniels.
Plumlee hit ahead pass for Terry Rozier. Rozier, lob, McDaniels with the jam. Hang out on the rim, why don't you? Jalen McDaniels with a two-handed Dr. Pepper dunk, and we're all tied at five.
I think the biggest thing you mentioned there, Sam, was that double-double that he had. Again, something that we don't see a whole lot from Jalen. He does get up there in terms of points and rebounds. He just has a hard time getting to that double-digit mark just because of the way that the shot volume is and the way that the Hornets kind of play on that transition defense. Doesn't really crash the boards a whole lot when they kind of play that fan out on the run, trying to get out in transition. Jalen's usually on the break. So the fact that he finished with 15 points, 10 boards, he was trying to do everything he could. The shooting was pretty good, 7 of 16 from the field, 1 of 5 beyond the arc, though, but anything inside that three-point line was not quite automatic, but it was a high shot percentage for Jalen McDaniels. I can't fault the pick by any means. I thought he played very well last night. Again, just tough defensive assignments. I know he had 5 fouls, but just with the way that Cameron Johnson was shooting the basketball yesterday, the way that the Suns were able to move the basketball, guys were just trying to fly all over the place and just recover on their rotations. So can't fault Jalen for the 5 fouls by any means. Definitely a solid silver lining pick for me. My silver lining from last night, I got to go with the big fella once again, and that's Mason Plumlee.
3:12 left in the third quarter. Hornets give it to Plumlee. He goes right down to the blocks up against Landale Lane. Yes, and another foul. Jock Landale caught reaching again. This time, Plumlee's got a three-point play opportunity.
Mason Plumlee didn't get the double-double last night, but he finishes with 17 points, second highest mark on the team outside of the 19 that Terry Rozier had. But 5 of 6 from the free throw line, he continues to make strides at the charity stripe, 6 of 10 from the field, maybe a little bit of a lower field goal percentage than we're used to. I think Bally Sports put up a graphic during the game last night that Mark Williams and Mason Plumlee over their last 5 games or so, they're shooting better than 70% from the field. I want to say they're around 72-73%, but Mason, with those 6 rebounds, 4 assists, he's continuing to fill the stat sheet. He had a similar stat line the other night in Utah. I know it resulted in a loss, but he's just been so darn consistent. And when you go back to that Utah game, he finished with 18 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, so almost an identical stat line last night. And of course, Charlotte fans are familiar with how physical a guy like Bismack Biyombo could be from his time here in the Queen City. And it's not an easy task for Mason Plumlee to go up against a guy like Biz. I know Biz doesn't put up the numbers on the stat sheet for the most part, but he is hell when the ball goes up in the air and you're trying to get a rebound against him. So the fact that Mason Plumlee was able to even grab 6 rebounds, I think is pretty good considering that the Hornets overall as a team just did not rebound the ball very well in general. The Suns out-rebounded them 55-39, which is very uncharacteristic of a Steve Clifford team. I'm sure that's going to be a point of emphasis moving forward tomorrow for that game against the Chicago Bulls, especially with a guy like Nikola Vucevic, who has always been kind of a thorn in the side of the Hornets, but we'll save that for our game preview tomorrow. But at the end of the day, I really like what Mason Plumlee's been doing. He's just been so darn consistent that at this point, it's almost like we've expected this from him a little bit. I mean, every day you look, he's either hovering around a double-double, has a double-double. He's scoring north of 15 in the points category. He's pulling down 10, 12 rebounds. He's having a couple assists in there as well. It's just one thing after the other with Mason Plumlee that he's almost been the most consistent person on this team for over the last month or so, and you can make the argument for the entire season, Sam.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I mean, you know, when you kind of know what you're getting from him every single night. You're going to get these 13, 14, 15 points and, you know, double-digit rebounds or something close to one of those totals, handful of assists, maybe a steal and a block or two. And I think something that's really, really helped Mason Plumlee this year, and, you know, there's been obviously a lot of attention to his free throw shooting. It was, you know, a big struggle last year. He switched hands and, you know, shooting much better. But I think it's gotten really good lately. And I think that confidence in his free throw shooting, I think it was 8 of 11 in Utah. It was 5 of 6 last night. I mean, that just does wonders for your inside game. You know, I don't know personally if you ever felt like this, but it stands to reason. You know, there could be some hesitation to draw contact when you're down low because it means going to the free throw line and having to kind of go through that all again. And maybe you look for ways to kind of not, you know, be as physical as you need to be, or, you know, not try and, you know, take the shots you should be taking in that position. But he's got so much confidence right now in that free throw shooting, and it just seems to be kind of building on it right now that, you know, he's really, really taking the ball to the basket, you know, finishing through contact, and it's not affecting him at all. I mean, I think that free throw shooting is really, not only is it, I think, really helped, you know, obviously the ball is going in more from the free throw itself, but I think it's helped his game in the sense that he's not shying away from any contact. He's really confident in his offensive game right now because, hey, if I get fouled and go to the line, I know I can make these right now. So, yeah, it's great to see. Very, very consistent, very, very productive. He's having a career year right now, age 32 years old. It's really cool to see.
Again, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. That's the most of anybody on the Hornets team. That was actually a game high, 6 free throw attempts from either side. Phoenix, again, they made so many shots. They shot 50% from the field and 55% from beyond the arc. They hit a season high 22 three-pointers. They didn't have to go to the charity stripe very often because everything they were hitting was turning into gold. And even when they did, they went 12 of 13 from the free throw line. So Mason Plumlee in himself, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, just very promising to see. He even said it the other day in his pregame chat with Sam Farber that he wants to get fouled now. He wants to go to the free throw line. He's so confident in his free throw shooting now that he wants to get there and see the ball go through the hoop and just build that confidence and get going early and often. So Mason Plumlee again, 17 points last night. He is my silver lining pick. Some other notables, I talked about Terry Rozier, 19 points, 4-9 from beyond the arc for T-Row as the team went 6-25 from beyond the arc. So another poor three-point shooting night for the Hornets, but Terry Rozier was able to at least get to 4 of 9 from three-point land and carry the load for the most part for that three-point shooting for Charlotte last night. Bryce McGowan, we already talked about him getting that first career start, not looking out of place by any means either. And even the back of the bench when they came in, Kai Jones had a couple of flashy plays, and Nick Richards had a couple of big blocks on that backline defense as well for some silver lining performances. Again, Hornets, though, fall 128-97 and are now 13-36 on the campaign. They will take on the Chicago Bulls tomorrow. We will have your game preview for you then. But one more segment to go on today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast. We just touched on Jalen McDaniels. We're going to take a deeper look at what he's done so far this season with the author of the latest article on Hornets.com, Sam Perley. And that comes your way right after this on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Rob Longo and Sam Perley putting a button on today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast. We got to talk about Jalen McDaniels, who has been playing some very good basketball, the best of his career as he enters year 4 here in the association in the Queen City as well. The latest article on Hornets.com by Sam Perley is titled Let's Fly. Jalen McDaniels playing with versatility, balance on both ends. Again, putting up career highs, double digits in points, almost 5 rebounds per game, 2 assists, a little bit over a steal, and he's averaging almost 1.5 made three-pointers per contest as well. He had a career-high 26 points the other night in that loss to the Boston Celtics on MLK Day. So Sam, just wanted to touch on the progression of Jalen McDaniels. I know he's another guy that the Hornets had drafted in the second round. He's another guy that spent a lot of time in Greensboro, kind of that feeder system that the Hornets have been able to kind of gather together and develop in a way to create talent when there's just not a whole lot of minutes available up with the Charlotte Hornets, that they're able to go down to the Greensboro Swarm and get some work in from there as well. So just wanted to get your thoughts on what you learned from putting this together with Jalen McDaniels, what you've were able to gather from not only Jalen, but head coach Steve Clifford as well, as Jalen McDaniels continues to have a career year here in year number four in the NBA and with Charlotte.
Well, first off, as always, thank you for the plug. I think it was just seeing Jalen and just kind of the strides he's made 4 years in the league. I mean, I remember when he was first drafted at the end of the second round and seeing him at Summer League his first year in 2019. And you could definitely tell it's like one of those guys, he's got a lot of ability. He's got a lot of, you know, talent. It's just all over the place right now. I mean, just, you know, kind of a little bit of a deer in the headlights at Summer League. And then it started to kind of, once he got into the you know, organization and spent all that time down in Greensboro, I think he spent something like over 20 or 30 games in Greensboro's first season. He only played in two NBA games, I think, till like mid-February. And it was just games that, you know, the outcome was already decided. And then a couple guys got bought out and opened up some minutes for him. And he played really well. And you could definitely see, you know, he looks so much more comfortable after that time in Greensboro. And I think he's been a real success story in terms of the developmental process. And ever since then, he's basically been in the rotation. You know, he had that kind of big ankle injury last year that caused him to miss 6 or 7 weeks. But really consistent, really productive. I think his offensive game has taken some big strides this year. He's getting more touches. I think his touches have almost doubled from like 24 to 43 this year. Defensively, you know, he's trying to kind of find that line. Or I think he's trying to use one of the things I kind of noted in here. He said, you know, he's trying to make sure he still is, you know, using some of that flying around, you know, energy that he had on the defensive end. They showed a lot earlier in his career, and make sure he's still bringing that while also having a bigger offensive role now, getting more touches, you know, shooting those elbow jumpers, taking the ball to the basket. Corner threes is still a big part of his game. I think that was kind of where he was, you know, confined to offensively to start. And it's been really cool to kind of see his offensive game really open up. And I think it's really helped his confidence. And, you know, he knows that to stay on the floor, you got to make impacts on both ends. And early in his career, the way he made an impact was defensive. And now he's doing a little bit of everything. And, you know, you're starting to kind of see the, you know, two-way ability, the versatility, you know, the deflections, everything. I mean, he just brings a lot to the table. I just think it's been a really notable developmental story. Not only the organization, but Jalen as well. He's put in all the time and effort and going to Greensboro and things like that too. So we're definitely seeing it right now, because it's been a long 4 years or a long 3.5 years, but cool to see all his hard work paying off and being productive right now for sure.
Jalen was picked 52nd overall in the 2019 NBA draft. And again, I think Jalen, unfortunately, was falling under one of those things where he didn't get a full NBA season from the get-go because of the COVID-19 pandemic, didn't really have a chance to have a second summer league or a second offseason to get better in that regard, more or less. And of course, I think one of the things where he was drafted out of college, a lot of people didn't really know about him. They knew he was Jaden McDaniels' brother, and he was cousins with Juwan Howard, and that was almost about it. Going to San Diego State, you know, not getting that national recognition a whole lot, going to a program like that that's not in the national limelight like a Kentucky or a blue blood like UNC or Duke or anything like that. But he's been able to carve his own path. I think the biggest thing that you touched on there as well was the fact that his touches have doubled. He went from averaging almost 25 touches per game last season, he's almost around 43 now, and I wouldn't be surprised if you take a look at the most recent statistics that they're a little bit higher now that he's been getting a lot more minutes in that starting lineup because of some of these injuries. So I think what Jalen's been able to accomplish has been great, and I think it really clicked last season. At the end of last season, I just remember the last maybe 3, 4, 5 games, he was just playing really good basketball. He wasn't trying to do a whole lot. He was just trying to be where he needed to be position-wise defensively, sit in a corner, hit a couple of corner threes like you talked about, that being a big part of his game, really focusing on that as well, and just not trying to do too much. And I think the fact that he's gotten more minutes this season and he's gotten almost double the touches has been a little bit eye-opening for Jalen. Of course, you go from being the man in high school and being the man to college, depending on where you go, and then you go to the NBA, and then you kind of have to reinvent yourself a little bit. You have to learn what you need to do to be out there on the floor to get those minutes, to earn those touches, and then you're able to kind of reinvent yourself and go from there. And I think that's what we're starting to see from Jalen McDaniels. We're starting to see him try the mid-range game a little bit. We're starting to see him drive a lot more. He's starting to get a lot more confidence in that, trying to go to the rim and just trying to be a better overall player and just trying to work on those little facets of the game. It's going to make him a better overall scorer and not just a 3-and-D kind of guy. So I think the fact that we've seen that maturation from Jalen McDaniels from his rookie season, even from last season now to this season, there's a reason he's been getting these starter minutes. He's earned them, and he's looked pretty good out there as well. I mean, the numbers don't lie. They're career-high numbers, Sam.
Yeah, and I think to touch on a point we said a short while ago, I mean, this is a great kind of sort of model for someone like Bryce McGowan's to follow. And I know they play different positions and different circumstances, but it's challenging sometimes for rookies when they come into the league. If you were at a program and you were, you know, sort of every single guy in the NBA for the most part was the guy at their college program. And then when you get into the league, everybody is the guy. So, you know, when maybe you were taking 20 shots or 15 shots in college, you might only get 4 or 5 shots now. So how are you going to find a way to contribute? Are you going to rebound? Are you going to play defense? Are you going to facilitate? Are you going to steal? Things like that. You got to kind of find a way to get your foot in the door and get those minutes. And the more minutes you can get, you can start taking on more and more responsibility, and the game sort of kind of grows with you. If you try and do everything all at once, I think you're going to, sometimes players will get overwhelmed, and then it just, you don't really able to do anything, you know. So it's kind of key to find a couple of those skill sets, get your foot in the door, start getting that ball rolling, gets the confidence going, and then you can kind of just add stuff along the way. And that's something Jalen did earlier in his career. I think it's something Bryce is doing right now. You know, he's not shooting nearly the volume he had at Nebraska, not even close, but he's paying attention, you know, just kind of doing the little things right, you know, playing with great energy, assignments, things like that. And you can start to kind of see the ball rolling for him, taking more shots, being a little bit more aggressive, doing a little bit more and more. So Jalen's a really good model, I think, for, you know, a lot of these younger players, not just on the Hornets, but in the league in general. End of the second round, there's not a ton of NBA rotational players coming in that 50, late 40s, 50 range. I mean, it's just, it's hard. The opportunities just aren't there always. So, again, kudos to Jalen. And I think it's, you know, just one of a handful of really, you know, good developmental stories in that second round and undrafted range that the Hornets have had the last couple of years.
The latest feature story on Hornets.com titled Let's Fly, Jalen McDaniels playing with versatility, balance on both ends. Talking about it all with the lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Perley, the author of that article, of course, joining us on today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast once again for what seems like the 30th consecutive day in a row, but I promise Sam that we will get him a day off soon. So Sam, thank you so much for joining me on today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Looking forward to the next feature article on Hornets.com, whatever that may be, whenever that may be.
Yes, of course, and I'm open to anything. You've got any suggestions, send them my way, but I got a couple things on the burner at the moment. But yeah, appreciate the plug, and as always, thank you for having me.
I don't want anything to get overcooked, so I'll give you a couple of days to let things simmer out as well. For Sam Perley, I'm Rob Longo saying thank you so much for joining us on today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast. We'll talk to you tomorrow and preview the matchup with the Chicago Bulls on that edition of the HHC.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.